Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Unjust treatment. Unjust treatment. It is amazing, you know, when we go through unjust treatment. I don't know if you've ever been treated unjustly before. You know, as children, it doesn't matter what it is, they always feel like it's unjust. That's right. Yeah. You just got here. You don't even know what just is yet.
I'm just focusing on the times that it was just. You know, yeah, I don't have time to focus on the unjust.
Right. And you think about it, when one person really works hard, they work hard at their workplace, they work hard in their life, they work hard in relationships, and all of a sudden, they loving and caring and all this kind of stuff, and all of a sudden, they're treated unjustly. Maybe it's you. You're treated unjustly, and it's at this moment in time that our motives are revealed. The why we're doing what we're doing. Are we doing what we're doing as Christians for the Lord? Are we doing it for the praise of others? Are we doing it for the acceptance of others? Are we doing it for the Lord as praise to Him because of His acceptance for us? Mm-hmm. Unjust treatment. And it makes me think about Peter when Peter was writing to the church in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 19 through 23. He's talking about, this is our calling. Mm-hmm. This is what we're called to do. And it's like, so many people have missed their calling. Mm-hmm. But in 1 Peter 2, 19 through 23, he says, listen, for it is commendable. I mean, think about it. You get a plaque and it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering. Think about that. Mm. And it's like, you know, most of us just deserve what's going on. We're talking about, you know, you've done what was right. You lived your life for the Lord and you honored God and honored others and you're doing what's right. But yet you're being treated unjustly. Mm-hmm. That's a difficult time to go through. Now, getting a light perspective, what God's word says about it will help you out. Because this is actually commendable before God. You know, and understand, if you're being treated unjustly, people are telling you and saying things about you that are not true. And if you handle it rightly, God's going, I'm just so proud of you. You worked so hard. You did everything right. They told you were wrong, and you did not say one thing. You let that man just ramble on. You let that woman just ramble on. You let that happen, this happen. He goes, I'm just so proud of you. Think about it. It's just powerful. It proves who we really are on the inside, right? Mm-hmm. As we heard about earlier in the wisdom moment. He says, for it is commendable if someone bears up under the pain of unjust suffering because why? Because they are conscious of God. There's some masochistic folks that just act like pain.
Right.
That's not what we're talking about. What I'm talking about, and I believe what Peter's talking about right here, is you're aware that God went through all this. God offered His Son. He sacrificed His Son. He went through all this pain, all of this suffering. And with that, it's just like, who am I to complain about being treated unjustly? Mm-hmm. I mean, was it just to nail Jesus to the cross? Was it just for Him to take on our sins? Was it just? It's like so many people was like, do you really think you deserve that in your life? And getting all offended because you're going through something? And it's like, listen, God says it's commendable for you because you're conscious of God. You're going, listen, I'm going to handle this thing right by God's grace. You may have to say, I'm going to go spend some time with God and come back. I need a grace for this. But then he goes on, he says, but how is it to your credit if you receive a beating, by the way, a beating for doing wrong, endure it? Think about that. I mean, think about it. You know that wasn't no beating. That was just her talking about you. You know, it was nothing. Come on. You know what I'm saying? That was just your Uncle Bobby, whoever. You know, this is talking a beating. Peter's saying, listen, if somebody beat you unjustly and you did something wrong and that's why they beat you, no big deal. Doesn't fit. It's not the paradigm that he's talking about right here. He says, but if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, think about it. You know, just suffer. Some people are like, I suffer. Yeah, you whine through the whole thing. You complain. You beat us up through the whole thing. But that was not a God moment. Believe me, that was a flesh moment. I'm talking about, but if you suffer for doing good and endure it, this is commendable before God.
Mm-hmm.
This is commendable before God. And I remember when Pat first got saved back in 1812. So when he first got saved and he was working for a particular boss, and he was really, you know, wanting to
redeem some moments.
Yeah, redeem some moments. It didn't work well. Mm. And he failed the test, and he said he asked God to test him again. And luckily,
he
was so blessed to have a boss that would actually have him suffer again in a few moments.
They had no problem.
At the time.
Right. Answering the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah. Quickly. And he passed the test, and he actually asked for it. He don't ask like that anymore, but he did back then. And so then he goes on to say verse 20, 21. This is so important. He says, let me back a little bit. If you suffer for doing good, Peter says, and endure it, this is commendable before God. Mm. And then he says, to this you were called. This is our calling. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. You've been trying to defend yourself, and you're missing your calling. You're missing your calling. You know what I'm saying? He says, this is what we're called for, because Christ Jesus suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. Understand this. Men probably will treat you unjustly in some circumstances, but understand, God never, never, never treats you unjustly. As a matter of fact, he says this, he entrusted himself to God, our Father, his Father, who judges justly. I want to encourage you today, stop defending yourself. Understand you were called to go through that thing. Begin to endure some things in your life. You're going to find out it's going to take you to new levels. Consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son. Don't miss your calling.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device.